Say you're.
Good day, Loyal Noodles. Good day, Good Noodles family. It's your boy, Willie Knight, first of his name, alongside my brother, Mr. Adam Anuel Maldonado. And Mr. Isaac Brugal Champu Papi Morera.
We in the building.
What's going on? I'm alongside my brothers from another mother, but don't let Janine tell it. And today, the Good Noodles podcast is back for yet another
post for Janine.
Oh my Lord. Stop fucking poking my mother on Facebook, bro.
She poked me first.
Pause.
I fucking hate you. You look like you like to get poked anyway.
Yo, can't be getting the poke if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, come on, don't do that. So, here on the Good Noodles podcast, we like to chop it up about anything and everything. No topic is taboo here on the Good Noodles podcast, and we are certainly going to push the envelope from time to time. Today might not really be pushing the envelope, but as always, we got some real shit to talk about.
Right.
So, we're going to dive right into it. So, for today's hot topic, all right, we got a few things that's on the hot topic. I know normally we just highlight a particular story and we run with it, but we're going to switch it up a little bit. So, in movies, as a hot topic, the Zack Snyder cut for Justice League dropped on HBO Max, and that motherfucker is 4 hours
long. Ass shit. We thought that fucking Endgame was long. Motherfucker. Mr. Snyder, what is he doing?
I don't remember. My man was like, still his beer, bird. Hold my beer.
Whatever happened to the times when you could just get the DVD or Blu-ray and then go to the deleted scenes afterwards? Why we can't just do that?
That man said ain't no deleted scenes.
Right. Why you got to make it 4 hours? I still got like an hour and a half left, dog.
Bro,
if you include the deleted scenes, this is about to be 6 hours.
Man, I'm telling you, bro. Some of it was good. Some of it, I feel like he could have put in there in the movie. Some of it, I'm like, okay, it makes sense as to why you didn't leave it out. But I ain't going to spoil it. I'm not in the business of spoiling shit. So if y'all are into DC and superheroes and all that stuff, give it a look. Some people didn't like it. Some people liked it. I'm still on the fence. I still got an hour and a half left, so I really can't right. tell you.
So and we've talked about it, especially in the nerd episode. Like, I'm a huge Marvel fan, so are you. But what's crazy is I was talking to Caleb about the shit last night. I'm a huge Marvel nerd, but my favorite superhero isn't even in Marvel. I'm a huge Batman fan. Like, I love Batman.
I have a whole Superman tattoo.
Right, exactly. So, like, even though we love Marvel more than DC, our favorite superheroes are in DC.
That's fair. Yeah, I don't know. So, but I mean, go check it out. Go use somebody's HBO Max.
Oh, you mean the way you use mine?
I was about to put myself out there, but since you want to be petty about it, bitch.
Yeah, I'm using somebody's HBO Max too.
Hey, that nigga Willie made himself a whole profile. He couldn't even use mine. He made his own shit.
Why?
Nah,
because you already know the first thing I'm gonna do is watch all of Fresh Prince. Like, that's the first thing.
My head came over here during the holidays and she logged in. I was like, oh yeah, I need that.
Oh yeah, that's gonna stay here. That's not leaving.
And she can't even be mad. She set herself up for that one.
Brilliant. Yeah, because she put us on Wonder Woman, that trash ass movie.
We can sit here and talk an hour about that shit.
I just changed my whole review in 10 seconds.
Trash.
I love me some Gal Gadot. Gal Gadot is a beautiful, gorgeous, amazing woman, but that movie was straight basura.
Oh, I'm not knocking her beauty. I'm just knocking her movie.
No, but she got a lot of hate after that movie because people were saying, oh, she wasn't a good actress. And then, nah, it ain't got nothing to do with her playing.
Nah, I don't. That I didn't see the hate for her. Trash. I just saw the hate for
all the way up.
I just saw the hate for the movie. The movie was just long and drawn out, and
they could have easily put an hour off that movie.
Yeah,
get they didn't really have shit to talk about.
Yeah, it was weird. Okay, so in music, Barty Gang is lit right now. I don't know what Megan Thee Stallion calls her fans, but Barty Gang is lit.
Annoying. They call her fans annoying.
Ain't she the one that started Hot Girl Summer or whatever?
Sure, I don't know. So Cardi B, Megan Thee Stallion, they lit up the Grammy Awards with their performance. obviously it was controversial. They performed WAP, so the people that were watching with their family, they were mad that that kind of content was on the Grammys. But
let me tell you right now,
I'm sorry that you let Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion raise your kids. But
hey, but not only that, bro. If you watching the Grammys and you know that Megan and Cardi are performing,
you know you could change the channel.
Click that. You know what? I was about to go to cyberbullying, but I'm not doing that. Anyway,
so but and also at the Grammys, if y'all are watching, watch Isaac roll his eyes all the way up out of Fort Jackson. But Beyonce set the record for the most Grammy awards by a singer. I believe the number is 23 now.
How the hell Blue Ivy won a Grammy?
And Queen Yonce.
Because, bro, the Grammys is rigged.
Bro, how the hell Blue Ivy won a Grammy?
The Grammys are rigged.
Because they put her name on something and now she gets credit for it. The same way DJ Khaled did that shit with Asad. He made him like the writer, the producer, all types.
Yeah, he's executive producer to all his shits from now on. So yeah, whenever that nigga becomes an agent,
bro.
Did Asad win the Grammy?
Maybe the album wasn't that great.
I don't know. It don't matter. Lil Baby had the best performance of the night.
That was tough. That was tough.
That was something.
Okay, and some regular news, the COVID vaccine, like, that's hot and popping right now. I think we mentioned it before, but the COVID vaccine, like, y'all think that's going to change shit? Y'all think businesses are going to start saying you can't come in here unless you got the vaccine?
No, but I think it's going to stop us from traveling.
Let me tell you
it is going to?
There certain countries are requiring you to have
the vaccine
documentation that you've had the vaccine. They're already talking about it in Europe. And yeah, certain countries, like, they want you to either have, like, to go to Puerto Rico, Joelle's mom just had to have, like, a test within 24 hours showing that she was COVID-free for her to leave.
Okay, but the test, that's...
I'm down
for taking the test to go ball out in Puerto Rico, but I'm not getting the vaccine, bro.
Nah, bro, they're gonna make
it. I'm gonna wait till everyone getting the vaccine. I need to see some of y'all have some kids.
Right.
I need to see some of y'all do, like, regular shit in about like a year, like 1 to 5 years, and if your kid come out with a turkey neck or some feathers or some shit, I need to know. Oh, whatever.
Not the turkey neck.
I need to know. So that's what's going on with the COVID vaccine. I don't know. We'll see. But
nah, but I believe Europe has already implemented it though. About even just crossing state lines.
Need to, because you know what? Europe is the only one having issues with the COVID vaccine right now, bro. There was like two people, I think a couple of weeks ago or a week ago, that literally, like, they were having blood clots because of the COVID vaccine, a whole bunch of shit.
Yeah, so.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know if y'all know, bro, but a blood clot could literally take you out 6 feet.
Blood clot.
Yo, man.
Yo. All right. So, moving on to sports. One of the biggest stories other than March Madness, I really pay no attention to it. The Rockets, they traded away James Harden about a month or two ago. They got a bunch of pieces from other teams and whatnot. I thought they were looking good, winning the trade, but now they on an 18-game losing streak. Like, what the
fuck? Now they playing like four Knicks.
Man.
Damn.
Yeah. They I don't know. Hey, maybe it's time to tank and get some draft picks or whatever.
You saw who the Giants signed for free agent?
Kenny Galladay, baby. Don't get me started. Don't get me started.
Giants looking good. Drew Brees hung it up. He hung up the helmet for the last time. And all I'm going to say is shout out to Drew Brees.
I already knew Drew Brees. You could tell by the way really he looked, shit. Looked
he,
back.
He needed to, bro.
Whenever he was walking out the arena after they lost to the Bucks, bro, it was just that look like he already knew what time.
Yeah,
was.
I was so down for Drew Brees up until he made those comments about the flag and all that other shit. Like,
I mean, bro, but you played just
so then his publicist dropped that shit on Instagram to try to cover it up the next day, and then he did it again 2 days later.
Stupid.
So same subject, but different subject. Honestly, like what you said about Drew Brees making those comments, you can disagree all day, and I disagree with it, but it's still his right to make it to feel how
I'm
he feels.
I'm not saying it's not his right.
Yeah, no, because a lot of people are like, well, he can't say that. No,
yes,
actually,
he can.
Yes,
the fuck.
Yes, he can. Whether you disagree with it, and because it goes vice versa. The same way people want to express themselves about police brutality and all that stuff, it is your right to be able to express yourself, same way it's his right to say whatever he wants to say, whether it's dumb or not.
And guess what? At the same time, it's also your right to disagree.
Exactly.
So Drew Brees retired. I don't want to bounce back to basketball, but Kevin Durant been out for a few weeks, but Brooklyn's still thriving. So there goes his MVP award.
James Harden will be MVP this year.
James Harden, look, James and Kyrie looking real.
Kyrie
MVP, like, yes. Pay attention, Kyrie. Bro. don't just scroll past your phone on fucking Instagram and see some highlights and think you know what's going on.
Nah.
Kyrie been balling, my
Kyrie
dude.
Been balling.
This nigga is 2 seconds MVP away from a mental breakdown to
so
go back,
and yet he's still been balling out of control. Bro, Harden, I think Harden missed a game or two, and Kyrie still been handling business.
Nah, just,
we'll see how it goes.
I don't think he's playing at an MVP level, but he's definitely.
Yeah, he is balling. I don't believe he's playing
spoken about. I'm not expecting him to win it, but he should be spoken about for the MVP talk. Last but not least, Deshaun Watson has been added to the list of creepy ass NFL play or creepy ass athletes. What are we up to? Three claims of him.
No, sir. We up to
nigga. There's
12.
Oh, damn.
Yes.
I put my phone down. So,
listen,
Maury said that's crazy.
Listen. The first two girls that came out, their attorney is close friends with the owner of the Houston Texans. Hmm. And you know the Houston Texans dude is just trying – I feel like he's just trying to
– So, I saw that, Adam, but my thing is I believe in some shady shit. I do. I believe you were shady. But –
Bro, that nigga got a slave owner mentality. Hold on, bro.
All
right, go ahead. My fault.
I believe what you're saying, and I believe that motherfucker shady. But what I will not do is discredit claims until they're proven not guilty. Because we can fuck around and be sitting here all day and be like, oh, well, we don't think Deshaun Watson would do this. He would do that. And then at the end of the day, we find out it's true. I'm just neutral until more information comes out.
All I'm saying is, this dude's been in the spotlight his whole life.
Yeah, no.
Just think about it. He was one of the number one quarterbacks coming out of the nation.
Yeah, he came out of Clemson. I know you're gonna ride for your boy because he's.
No, I'm saying no, but it's beyond that. These are just facts. Then his girlfriend, fiance, she's beautiful too. But I'm saying like, they're saying all this, and then he asked for a trade. They pretty much said they're not trading you. They don't care. They said 2 weeks ago, we'll let you ride the bench. You're not going anywhere.
Yeah.
And then after that, then he was, I forgot what they said. Like he made a statement through somebody else. And pretty much he was like, he's trying to just fucking get out of here by any means necessary.
Right.
And once that shit wasn't what they thought it was, then now these accusations come out.
Which I got you. I'm not denying that. Like, I'm not arguing that at all. But you got to think about it like this, too. We could defend Deshaun Watson all day. But if these allegations turn out to be true, dog, it's a bad look. Like, I'm not going to lie, not even to get graphic, but the one shorty was like, he aggressively wanted me to oil his asshole.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. The joint was like, he wanted his anus.
You know who doesn't have a good look on him right now with this whole situation? I don't know if y'all saw it. Roddy White. You remember the wide receiver for the Falcons? Y'all saw what he said on Twitter?
No, what did he say?
Bro, he said, this is crazy because there's no way that a man can force a woman to give him oral sex. Dog, you talking about a 6'4 or 6'3, however tall he is, 240-pound man can't force a woman to do something? Come on, bro. Be smarter than that.
Yeah. So that's what's going on in the sports world, people.
You ain't gonna put your input in, right? You were kind of quiet.
Y'all said what needed to be said. I mean, if it's true, then hopefully there's explicit evidence that says that he did it and not just let me fucking bash his character and really blackball
right.
about the league and shit.
Right.
If it's fucking true, then fuck that dude, bro. Kick him out. Put him in jail.
Well, I mean, I believe if I'm 110% sure for that too. Like, if it comes out and it's positive, bro, like I'll take back all that shit. But I just find it.
It's too coincidental, bro. Right when
I
first heard the news, that was literally my initial reaction. What you're saying, Adam? Nah, it makes too much sense that he's trying to get traded, and all of a sudden, all this crazy shit comes out. But we do that's have fair. To be the room.
The timing of it was sketchy, but I'm not gonna right. I'm not gonna overlook that though.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. Like, we do need to leave room for the fact that it may be true.
Yeah. So don't let like that's just for everybody. Like, don't let your status think you could just overpower a situation like that. Like, that's just not cool. Political and government side, ain't nothing going on but the stimmy, stimmy, stimmy. Can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize. So everybody just trying to get their stimmies, their tax refunds, and all this, that, and the third. That's really all I hear about. People, y'all just too loud on the internet with that shit. Like, yo, I got my stimmy, come rob me. Like, right. Like, all types of shit. So that's really all that's going on. I can't say all that's going on. There's a lot more going on, but that's the hottest thing going on right now. That
Moneybagg Joe meme shit was wild, bro.
Oh, when he fell? When he tripped
nah,
up?
Nah, you ain't see all the fucking memes.
Moneybagg Joe. Him like, oh, you got that, ma?
Reds, they had him like...
Nah, yeah. I ain't lying, bro. When homie tripped going up the stairs, dog.
Yo, bro, don't do my man Joe like that, dog.
Yo, Uncle Joe looked like somebody hit him with sniper. Sniper, down!
You know, they had Donald Trump golfing, swinging the golf club.
I saw
it. The golf ball hit him.
Yo, I saw that one. They wild.
It was funny.
What you gonna do with your stimulus check?
Do me?
Yeah.
Invested.
All right, we get it. You're mature and educated. Cool.
I'm getting the
I mean, I bought one of those pairs of shoes, but that's as far as it goes. I'm really gonna invest the rest of it.
I'm gonna
get a strip pole in the living room.
Huh?
I'm quitting.
I'm gonna get a stripper pole in the living room.
I'm quitting school, and then Isaac is getting a stripper pole in the living room.
I asked if I get a stripper pole. It got moved. Still work in progress. wasn't a complete no.
Okay, so it wasn't a no.
It was just
wasn't a yes either.
Okay, that's good. That's good.
Nah, it was a yes. She was like, "Y'all."
So how about growing up and realizing that the stripper pole moves and not the stripper?
Stop. Can you not break my heart again? Because you remember we were together.
How about learning that heartbreak?
Bro, Willie, we were together the night that we found that out, remember? And me and you were literally heartbroken. We were just like,
oh man.
Like, wait, what?
Willie Knight and Isaac Moretta does not indulge in said activities at particular never. Establishments anymore.
Never.
Yeah, anymore. I've never done that in this fiscal year.
Hold on. Fiscal year started. Yeah, we're
in October.
Fiscal year.
Last fiscal year? Yep, nope. No, it's been. Yep. Fiscal year 20, I'm good for that too. Okay, so that wraps it up for Hot Topics. Loyal Noodles, that was the Hot Topics for today. Now we're going to move on to our top five segment.
Top five.
Okay, so I got some cards right here. There's three of us, so I got three cards right here. Mr. Isaac said he wanted to be Big Joker. That's Big Jake right there. Mr. Adam, Anuel AA. Oh, how interesting. Anuel AA wants to be the ace. Adam, two A's. Ooh-ah. Okay, bebecita. He's going to be the ace. So I'm going to shuffle these three up real quick. And then I would be the king of spade or whatever. Only because I didn't pick, they picked. I just did whatever. Then I'm going to randomly say a topic. And whoever's card I pick, they are going to have to give their top five. That's right, baby girl.
That's right. Talk to them.
They're going to have to give their top five in 60 seconds. They got 60 seconds. And then we're going to see if it's some legitness.
If it's valid.
Or if it's just basura. Okay, so we are going to go in 3, 2, 1. Boom. Oh, that's me. You. Damn. I can't do me. That's weird because I got the list right here. Y'all gonna think that I was cheating. But it's all right.
It's okay. I'll give you one.
Okay, bet. Let's go.
Throwback clothing? Yep.
Ooh. Ooh, okay. So FUBU, Lot 29.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Y'all know about that Lot 29.
My Bugs Bunny was hard.
Fat Farm was lit. Fucking what's another one? Let me see.
Yeah, the Apple Bottom Jeans.
Apple Bottom Jeans was on it, boy. I was in junior high school, not knowing what that thing did, but it was nice to look at. And then shit, I'm gonna say Champion. Champion coming back, but Champs was
Champion.
And I'm gonna give an honorable mention to Tommy Hilfiger. Tommy Hilfiger was popping. They're bringing it back. They're bringing it back.
However, Tommy Hilfiger hoodie.
Did you ever have the jeans with the strap on the side and they had the white and red little logo?
Yeah. So I keep it. I ain't wore jeans since I was like in fucking a sophomore in high school.
For the loyal nudes, Willie doesn't wear jeans.
That's not my thing. I just don't like it.
Bro, I had like three pair of jeans extra that were brand new that I didn't want. And I was like, Willie, here for free. He was like, nah, I'm good, bro.
I'll give him some homeless. I don't wear jeans. I don't know. Just pretty. So what's your thoughts? What's your thoughts? I'm bullshitting on the top five.
Hey, I fuck with Lot 29, bro. That brought bad memories.
Yo, Lot 29, boy. Fucking Bugs Bunny in a bandana and baggy clothes and shit.
Yeah, with the Tasmanian devil with a backwards hat.
Yo, facts, bro.
Let's go.
Ace of Spades, Mr. Adam. All right. Mr. Adam, top five vacation spots. Let's go.
Does it like where you want to go or you've already been?
Either or.
Turks and Caicos. Belize. Puerto Rico.
Of course.
Aruba. I want to go to Aruba.
What did you say?
Aruba,
okay.
And Dominican Republic.
Dominican Republic, okay. Trying to go see La Familia de Isaac.
Yes, sir.
Trying to go see the Morettas out there. Okay, I fuck with that.
Yeah, I fuck with that.
That's cool. Because
you didn't notice they was all tropical. Like, I'm trying to be.
Oh, yeah, no. Fuck that culture. I'm not going on no vacation. No goddamn fucking. No, that's not.
Nah, bro. Some people like,
who the hell trying to go on a. Who the hell's trying to go on a vacation in the cold?
Nah, people do it. I'm not knocking them. It's just not
for me. Hey, honorable mention, I would go to Aspen. Aspen's dope.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fair. I can't really argue with that one. I would add the Bahamas because the Bahamas was phenomenal. Based on experience, I would add Italy. That's definitely something you want to do.
I definitely add Tanzania in there.
Italy, Bora Bora, Bali. Those things.
Yeah.
But okay, I can't.
Yeah, we'll go to Bali.
I can't fuck with that. Okay, so Mr. Isaac, you ain't go yet, so I'm gonna just throw you on there.
What's up?
Okay. Name me top five hood movies.
Ooh.
Hood movies. Let's go. You got 60 seconds.
Boys in the Hood. Don't be a menace in South Central.
While drinking your juice in the hood.
Hey, yes, sir.
Give me your fucking phone number.
The entire Friday series.
You going to count all those as one?
Nah. Yeah, they all as one.
Okay, that's fair.
You got the juice now. And what's the one I'm thinking about that I can't name? It's with DMX.
Oh, you talking about the one with Jet Li?
No, not
Half Past Dead.
Romeo Must Die is a good one.
Half Past Dead?
Yes.
With Steven Seagal?
Yep.
Really?
I like that one, bro.
Really?
I do. I fucks with it.
Okay.
And then...
You named five.
I wonder why you failed.
What's your honorable mention? I see you wanted to go there.
Coming to America 2?
I don't think that's a hood movie. Hey. I think everybody went to go see that.
Oh, bro, why is it escaping me? Jesus Christ! Paid in Full. There you go.
Hey, I was about to get on your ass for that.
Paid in Full, baby.
I was about to mention.
I gave y'all six because Paid in Full got to be in the top. That was in no particular order, by the way.
That's fair. So I'm gonna throw Five Heartbeats in there just because.
Woo!
That shit just
ain't nobody coming here to see you, Otis.
That's not Five Heartbeats. Stupid. Same actor though. You want my spot, Flash? You want my spot? Well, you ain't gonna get it.
Cause
you ain't got it. Yo, Five Heartbeats, that's elite. If I had to pick just one Friday, I would say Friday. The first one. That's not my favorite one, but I think just all the...
in the kitchen. You in the kitchen?
No, the hog dog.
Maybe I want some hog dog.
I want some pig feet.
Rest in peace, my dog.
Rest in peace, Debo too.
Oh damn, I forgot we lost Debo too, bro.
Yeah, nah, you definitely got to mention Paid in Full. Don't be a menace to South Central. There's plenty you forgetting. I remember we did a whole bracket, but
we did.
They don't like locked doors.
It was a good one. So, I think Friday After Next is my favorite one, but I think Friday is like the number one hood one. Like, you gotta go with that first one.
150s,
big ass titties. What you talking about else?
Hey, he said, around here we call this little 2020
Between Normandy and Weston, nigga. So bro, I'm gonna go with Friday just because, yo, I think it has one of the most quotables like in hood movie history. Like,
yes,
bro, Pinky's hair was crazy, dog.
Nah, but fucking shit. When Pinky came through, what was it? Was it Friday After Next or? Next Friday, when he was like, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas.
Oh, that's Friday After Next.
Yeah.
He said, easy, Lucky Charms. I like my fish wet and squirmy. Hold on now, working with a monster.
There's gonna be ball juice everywhere.
Donna. Pimp in the streets.
Pimp down.
Nah, man, that's a good one. That's a good one. I can't argue that one. All right, she can't argue with that one either. That wraps it up for top five.
Remember, he opened up the shirt and he was like extra medium.
Okay, we got something for the skinny niggas. Yo, oh my god! All right, Loyal Noodles. We hope you liked our list. And you could tell us about it on Instagram.
Tell us if we're wrong. Tell us
on Instagram at Good Noodles Podcast. Tell us on Twitter at Good Noodles PC. Tell us on Facebook. Hit us up. You comment on the YouTube video. All of that stuff. It's hard to find us, people. I mean, it's hard to not find us.
It's real easy to find us.
It's easy now. Go ahead. See, it's early in the morning. I'm working and I'm tired. Anyway.
It's early in the morning for you.
That's fair. So, that wraps up our top five. Make sure you give us your feedback. Let us know. What's your top five? What's your top five vacation spots? What's your top five throwback clothing line? What's your top five hood movies? We want to hear it. Let us know what we left out. Let us know if we bugging with our list. Talk to us. Talk to us nice.
Oh, don't talk to me twice. You know
what I'm saying? All right, moving on to everybody's favorite segment. And we got a doozy for you today.
Don't we?
We gonna move on to everybody's favorite segment. It's called Scuffs My Tenth. Oh, it's not yours? I may not be her.
Talk to him more right now. She said facts.
So, Mr. Adam had a good one today. It's about to get spicy, motherfucker. Mr. Adam, talk to us.
Real spicy in here.
What scuffs your Tenth, bro?
Ooh. The first one. It's gonna be... when people aren't involved in the child's lives, and then they get in a relationship with another person who has a child, and then it's more of a parent to the new child in the relationship than they are to their own child, and then the person they're actually dating is okay with that. I just don't understand how people get through with that shit, man.
That's a real complex situation, even though it sounds like it's simple, like be a parent to your kid. But that's a real complex situation because it's not I don't want to say it's not a common one, but it's not like a run-of-the-mill shit you see every day. But they wrong as hell. Like, bro, take care of your kids. You put these kids on this earth, guess what? Be a parent to your kids, no matter what the situation is. Like, I don't think any of us none of the good noodles can always say, oh, we've been a perfect parent, but at least we've been present. You know what I'm saying? Like, we've been there. So, bro, I'm going to tell you right now, that you're right, Adam. That shit really do scuffs my Tims, and it really pisses me off.
I just don't understand how you could, like, especially like people who didn't grow up with their parents, like let it be fathers, mothers, or their parents died, or like something crazy fucking happened. And then you out here like 20, 30 minutes away from your child, and then you ain't even being involved with their lives. But then you end up and be involved with another child's life. That's just crazy to me, bro.
I have the blessing that my youngest literally lives 10 minutes away from me. My oldest lives in Texas. And I'm telling you, if I had a teleport machine, I would spend every day with both of them, though. Like, and like literally just fly back and forth, man, and teleport back and forth.
I fucking wish, man. Like, my daughter, my oldest daughter, she's all the way on the other side of the country. And I wish I could just teleport over there, man. Like, you know, like sometimes the schedules conflict and it's rough for me to get on the phone with her or whatever the case, or she's playing and don't want to talk or whatever. Like, that's the hard part. But man, like that does puzzle me, bro. Like, I don't know, like you meet your child, you there for the birth and all that other stuff, and then whatever the circumstances are. And then, like, I don't know, man, like, how the fuck can you, how can you not, like, want to be a part of their life? Like, how can you just accept, like, oh, nah, just do whatever, hit me up whenever? Like, and then if it's a baby or, like, a toddler, like, they may not always be like, oh, I want to talk to daddy or mommy or whatever the case may be. But, man, that shit is rough. Like, how the fuck, like, you know, like, I've been in that situation where, you know, I got out of my first marriage, I had a kid, and then, you know, like, I met my wife and she had three boys already. So it's like, you know, I got to be a figure to them. But, you know, like, I'm still already a parent. I'm not going to sit here and be like, I'm present with them because I'm with them every day. But, you know, like, I still do what I can to try to be involved with my daughter. It's tough when I'm in Cali and she's in North Carolina, but it's like fucking like you still got to like make a fucking effort. You know what I'm saying? Like, the fact that people, like, they just kind of forget. Like, you know, like, it's been,
I don't know, I just don't understand how you could like go days in, days out without talking to your child.
Right.
Even if my sons aren't with me on like today, they spent the night elsewhere last night. But I text them last night, made sure they were straight, and then today we already was texting earlier. But I don't know, I can't deal with that shit, bro. Like, I'm too involved with my kids for all that shit.
Right, fam. Like, I'm telling you, like, I don't understand how people can look at their child and literally not want to be involved. Bro, like, I may be whatever y'all want to call me. Like, I'm an asshole sometimes. But when it comes to my babies and y'all can attest to this, bro, like, I'm soft as mush, bro. Like, I love them kids, bro. Like, how can you make a child look at it and then not want to be around it?
Yeah.
I really do not understand that concept, bro. Like, bro, like, I look at Manny and I'm like, yo, you're a living, breathing, walking human being that I made. I look at Isaiah, yo, Isaiah started karate. He over here kicking, what's it called, bags and doing all this stuff. And I'm like, bro, you came from me. Like, how can I not love you? You know what I mean?
You know, like, that's like Luna. I don't know. I look at Luna and I'm like, bro, like, I made you. Like, I made you with your mom and like, I watched you, you know, I watched you take your first breath and I was there at your birth and this, that, and the third. Like, you know, like, I see that and I'm like, how the fuck do parents do it where they're just not there? Like, it's puzzling.
And let's kill the stereotype right now. Because it's not just men that walk away. It's women, too, bro. There's women that walk away from their children.
There are. Or they quick to pass it over.
Right. So, like, I'm telling you, bro, like, I think we've talked about it before. I missed my oldest, Isaiah's birth, because I was deployed doing fucking Freedom Warrior shit, and I couldn't come home.
Thank you for your
service. Shut the fuck up. I missed that. Bro, you want to talk about somebody when Manny was born and that motherfucker boo-hooing?
Yeah.
Like, you was
when the onion cutting ninja came through?
Bro,
that motherfucker is fast.
Yo, you know, yo, bro.
That motherfucker's quick.
I cannot control it, bro. Like, every time I would go to speak.
What's that game?
With the fruit ninja?
Yeah.
Yo. I'm telling you, boy.
All in Isaac's face.
I thought I was done, and then my mom called me to ask me how things are going, and I was like, "Yeah, mama." Bro, I couldn't control, like.
Yo, I was straight because, you know, like when you're there for the birth, like sometimes like things go from 0 to 100 real quick. Like, oh, yeah, everything's fine. We're still waiting. We're still waiting. Oh, shit, baby's here. Baby's coming. Like, let's go. So
I fell asleep on, you know, that little uncomfortable ass little couch they give you.
My shit was pretty comfortable. I ain't
gonna... Are you talking about the one in the delivery room or in the mommy and me room? Because the one in the delivery room wasn't that bad. It was still uncomfortable.
For both of my daughters, the delivery room was very comfortable.
Okay, so, bro, I had fallen asleep, right? And I just remember getting woken up by one of the nurses going, "Your son's coming." And I look up, and Amber, all I see is Amber's face, and all I see is, I'm like, oh, shit.
Yo, everything was cool. Like, I was watching Luna be born, and then, like she was born, I was like, okay, cool. You did it. You did great. This is amazing. It's the most beautiful shit I've ever seen in my life. Yo, I got to, like, they were like, oh, like, do you want to hold her like skin to skin contact? And I'm like, yeah, sure. Take the shirt off, dad body's on display, all that shit, right? Yo, I sit down, yo, I held Luna, bro. I lost my shit.
I remember the exact.
And then I even showed you the video, bro.
I still have the video saved in my phone.
Yo, I was fucking going. It was a rough. Circle of events, I'll say. The circle of life is crazy. We'll just go with that. But back to what you were saying, Adam, I think that fucking absolutely scuffs my Tims. You know what's crazy? Adam, my fucking dad does that. I've never met my dad in person. I've never met Craig in person. I spoke to him over the phone a few times, and I could kind of tell that he just really had no interest in having a relationship with me or whatever the case. So he and I just don't have a relationship. And I've called, I've texted, I've reached out. I've even went as far as saying like, yo, happy Father's Day type shit to that dude. And I got nothing. And it's fucking crazy because when I spoke to him, he was like, yeah, like the person I'm with now, like she has kids. So like, I've been raising them or whatever. And like, it took a lot of strength for me to be like, oh, so you'll raise them, but you won't fucking return a phone call when I'm calling you. Like, it's just a phone call. I'm not asking you for money, time, a little bit of your time, but like, I'm not asking you for money. I'm not asking you to be on your will. I don't give a fuck.
I was talking the other day, bro. Like, time is the most precious thing we have in this world, bro. Like, all that money, houses, cars, that shit don't mean nothing, bro. Like, your time is the most precious thing you have.
Like, that's a fact.
Giving somebody your time is more precious than any amount of money. It doesn't matter.
So it's rough. I think that was a good one, Adam. Okay. So thank you, Mr. Adam. That was a fucking... That scuffs my Tims too, is all I'm gonna say. That scuffs a lot of people's Tims.
You were speaking facts.
Yeah, that's some shit, bro. That's a good one. Hey, listen up, Loyal Noodles. If that scuffs your Tims too, let us know. If that doesn't scuffs your Tims or you don't really give a fuck, then let us know too. If there's something that scuffs your Tims, let us know that too. We want to know. So, with that being said, we're going to move on to why we are all gathered here today, dearly beloved.
Ooh, dearly beloved.
So, today we're going to talk about a very interesting topic. This is at the request of one of our loyal noodles. So, shout out to the loyal noodle that requested that we talk about this. Let's talk about co-parenting. Okay. So I'm gonna go off the rip. Co-parenting is not easy. I'm gonna say that.
At all.
It takes a special maturity. It takes patience. It takes plenty of things for this to really be successful. I don't have the how-to answer on how it works. What works for me may not work for you, Loyal Noodles, but I can only speak on my own accord or just my own opinion. Not everything that I'm going to be saying relates to me because I am a co-parent with the mother of my first child. It works. It definitely works between the two of us. I can't really say like there's issues or anything like that. I think the biggest issue is just like geographically, like I'm here in Cali, my daughter's in North Carolina. So,
right.
that presents many issues. But when it comes to being co-parents, I think she and I do very well at raising our daughter. I think it's possible. It's not the most ideal it's not the most ideal situation. I just think it's very much so possible. You know, you just got to understand why you're doing it. No matter what y'all argue about or fight about, understand like everybody should have the child's best interest in mind, or children, or whatever the case may be. I think it's dope.
I think 100% dope.
I don't have to be the best of friends, but yeah, I definitely don't like, y'all don't have to be enemies. And even if you are either of the two, just understand like y'all are co-parents. You still got to be.
At the end of the day, it's all about the best thing for the child.
Right. What's your thoughts, Mr. Isaac?
So I'll say it like this, like you said, to start off, not everything that I say or you say or Adam says is going to apply to everybody. I'm blessed because I have two children and I get along very well with both their mothers. And don't get it twisted. At the beginning of with my oldest, it was rough. Like, I think, Willie, you remember. It was rough. Tell us more. it was not a good time. That's all I'm saying. It was,
for
the first 4 years of that boy's life, it was rough. We fought about everything. Everything was this and that. Everything was like, literally like, because we always remain semi-friends. Like, even though we have bullshit going on. So like, for example, like I had her on, she used to follow me on Snapchat. And I remember one time I had sent her money for Isaiah's the week prior. And then that next week, like I was literally just at a bar having a drink and she gonna text me, "Oh, you can drink, but you can't take care of your kid."
Wow.
Ma'am. I just sent you money. I took a screenshot of the deposit and I was like, I literally just sent you money. But and the thing is, and it was vice versa. I always had a problem with everything that she did when it came to him. So I think one day with her, there was no conversation. Like, I think one day we both just realized, all right, we need to stop this bullshit and we need to do what's best for him. And bro, since then, outside of like the little, like maybe small disagreements, like, it's been rainbows and butterflies, dog. Like, we literally, like, she'll reach out to me when she needs, what'd you say?
You said all.
she'll reach out to me when she needs, you know, help or advice, whether it's about Isaiah or no. Like, I'll reach out to her if I need some help with something, like, that doesn't have to do with Isaiah. And then we always come together when it comes to him. And then with my youngest, bro, like, I have zero complaints. Like, we literally... Like, she'll check in with me before she wants to try something new with him. I'll check in with her. We, like, I'm in a relationship now. She's in a relationship, and I'm cool with him. She's cool with her. Like, it's literally, like, zero fucking issues, bro. Like, we're cool to the point where, like, homeboy got my number, and, like, he'll text me, or, like, he'll send me a picture. Like, oh, shit, you know, Manny was doing this. Look at this. And he'll send me a picture.
Yeah.
And then, hell, fucking... my girl now, Kayla, and Amber have hung out without me. Because it's just like, it's almost one of those things where we're all focusing on the best thing for the child.
Yeah.
So I personally believe that co-parenting should be a thing. Like, it's just, if you guys don't work out together, great. I'm sorry that it didn't work out. Be with, like, who you want to be, but still, at the end of the day, remember that you created a person with that person.
Yeah. And I think for a while it was tough in the beginning. I'm not going to sit here and paint a picture or sell a dream to the loyal noodles. Hopefully you don't ever have to be in this situation. But, you know, if it comes to it, then it is what it is. But no matter what we say here on the Good Noodles podcast, it's going to circle back to keep the child's best interest at heart. As long as the child or children are taken care of, everything else kind of just needs to just fall in place. If y'all don't like each other, you don't have to. But as the kids get older, you really won't even have to really interact with each other other than maybe like special events and things like that. But I have a good relationship with my daughter's mom. We talk 99% of the time when we talk now, it's about our daughter. And that's really it. It's possible that we can talk about other things, like, or whatever the case, but it usually doesn't come up. But it's not like we were like, no, this is all we're gonna talk about. is just the our daughter. So it's been cool. It's been a lot better. She's moved on. She's remarried. I'm happy for her. I'm happy for them. I met him. He's a really good dude. I'm very happy with the environment that my daughter's in. So I think it's awesome that we can all kind of be adults about it and focus on what's important. So, at what point basically, like, would you say like it should become for the sake of the child? Like, I understand, like, you might have like a rocky relationship
with the child, but it's a matter of the maturity of the relationship or the individual that they can handle that.
Right. So it's the maturity, you know what I'm saying? Like, and then.
Because people can't, they let their personal emotions towards the other person get involved instead of realizing that it's not about you and them no more. It's about a child.
Right.
Yeah. So does your relationship with the mother, this is for all the good noodles. Does your relationship with the mother, for us, it's the mother. How does that affect your relationship with the child or children?
So it shouldn't. That's the thing.
It shouldn't, but does it?
It can, because so scenario time. If you think about it, I'm not speaking on our behalf or anybody, but like, you can think of a scenario where you're co-parenting, said parent pissed you off, and now in the heat of the moment, you're like, man, fuck her or fuck him. I don't want to fucking even be around them. But guess what? They got you. So it's always that combination. Whoever you're co-parenting with is going to be with your child if you don't have them. So you cannot let your personal feelings, like Adam said, interfere with that, because you may not want to see that person, but you want to see your child.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? And then, like, so we're talking about how, you know, like, co-parenting is great and this and this and that. But on the flip side of that, let's talk about this here. Can co-parenting, if you're in a new relationship, can being a successful co-parent give your new partner some things to worry about? In the sense of, like, hear me out. Y'all ever seen people who co-parent, but they too close? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's almost like they're co-parenting, but at the same time, it's almost like they're still together kind of thing.
I've seen it. Yeah.
I'm not saying for any of us. I'm just saying
I've seen it, yeah, and it can definitely affect that. It might, I don't want to say create or expose an insecurity or whatever the case may be, but
right.
it'll definitely incite a conversation that should be had. Again, I think that just needs to be communicated. Like, hey, this is if we're talking about moving on to like the next relationship or whatever the case may be, but that needs to be said. Like, hey, like, I have a child. Me and their mom are still cool. We're still close. Like, we understand, like, the romantic side of our life is dead and gone. But, you know, like, we're still good friends. We're still close. We do family shit. Like, I've spoken to ladies who still do shit with the father of their children. And
right,
it's like, okay, cool. Like, go ahead, go do that. I'm not here to get in the way or replace him as a father or as a dad to the child or whatever. So if y'all want to go do family shit or whatever, like, I'm not begging to be a part of it. I don't think I should have to press to be a part of it. If y'all want me to be a part of it, cool, I'm down. If y'all don't, it is what it is. That's fine. That's y'all relationship that y'all are building
right.
That child, then it is what it is. That's just my roles and responsibilities. But I think it's possible, like, the relationship of the parents will definitely affect both of their relationships moving forward, as well as their relationship with the child. Like, I guess as the child, you know, like, that's my mom, that's my dad. How is this relationship supposed to be? That's supposed to be role model one and role model two on what a man and a woman should be, or how relationships should be, how love should be, how a lot of things should be is coming from that. So it's delicate. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want my daughter to see me and her mom like arguing and fighting and all this other shit. But that's not something that we do anymore anyway.
Right.
But it's still like, I think it affects it affects it in a positive way. Me in particular, now I'm speaking on me in particular, because it's not like her mom will sit there and bash me or talk wild crazy shit about me towards her or whatever, and then vice versa. Like when I do have my daughter and when I'm with her, you know, it's just we talking about life, or, you know, she's fucking three. There's not much we're going to talk about that isn't
right.
Paw Patrol and coloring. So, you know, but even as we get older, even with me, like my mom never bashed my dad. She never bashed him at all. She told me the facts of the story. She told me her side. And then I kind of just had to develop my own opinion. And that was really that. You know what I'm saying? Like, moving forward, it didn't really seem like it affected any of the relationships my mom was to eventually get in or whatever the case may be. But it's tough, people. Like, you just got to be really mature and really patient about it. And understanding, like, it don't got to be a fucking episode of Love and Hip Hop, or it don't got to be all of that shit, bro. But
that's it, man. It all boils down to maturity, bro. But some people can't accept that they can't be with somebody anymore, or that they don't want to see somebody else with them, even though they're moved on. It comes down to the individual thinking more of themselves than the child.
So what you think feeds that? Is it just, hey, I'm going to make this difficult because I still want to be with you, or what?
Emotions. That's what makes it difficult. I mean, yeah. it's a variety of emotions. It's pain from the relationship not working. It's insecurities. It's a lot of shit, bro.
And look. Listen here, Loyal Noodles. You have every right to back your ass up out that situation if you are trying to move on. And you are meeting somebody, or like you're meeting someone and they have a kid and they have a relationship with their with the parent of their child that you're not comfortable with, you have every fucking right to just back out that situation if you don't want to or whatever, you know, and it just has to be respected. Like, I don't want to get involved with that. It don't seem really stable or anything like that. You got to go and do that. That's up to you. You have that option. You don't have to stick around and fucking go through the drama.
Right.
So let's talk about the code, the unwritten code. Like, everything has an unwritten code, guy code, girl code. Shout out to those shows. Those are pretty funny. But let's talk about like the code of co-parenting. Like, if I say the code of co-parenting, what are some of the codes you think of?
You said codes?
Yeah, like, what's a code?
So for me, at least, speaking on a personal level, you have to have boundaries. But those boundaries are flexible, because there's certain things that you're going to have to flex in and out of. Like, there's different levels to co-parenting. There's the basic level where it's like you guys check in with each other on things that you want to, you know, do with the child and certain ways that you want to raise the child. There's the next level where it's like y'all are cool and, you know, like you'll still do things together with the child and like, hey, we're going to go hang out at the park. Hey, like, let's do it together, but we're not together. And then there's the last level of co-parenting, in my opinion, where it's like, y'all are still friends. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, y'all talk to each other with that, and it doesn't have to be about the child. Y'all talk to each other about regular shit. You know what I mean? So all those levels come with boundaries. Every single one of those. It's like, okay, if we're just basic, where we're just co-parenting, like, hey, this is the boundary. You don't touch anything outside of this boundary. When we speak, it's only about the baby. The next level, hey, y'all are still cool. Like, they'll still send you like funny memes and shit. You know, like, y'all are still friends. And then at last level, depending on the boundaries you got, like, that's one of the homies. You know what I mean? Like, y'all are like, y'all are still like hanging out, not necessarily hanging out all the time, like doing shit, you know, but you're still like, it's like one of your friends. Like, forget the fact that y'all were in a relationship. Y'all made this child. That's one of your friends. So I think one of the codes is having boundaries, bro.
So I think that's a great point, Mr. Isaac. Stepdad, license, motherfucker. So if I'm talking codes of co-parenting, I think a code should be is meeting the person that your kid is going to be around.
Yes.
So the I feel like it's necessary because me as a parent, I want to know who's around my kid. You know what I'm saying? I want to know who this person is, especially like, you know, like if you guys are living together now or you guys are seeing each other from time to time or whatever the case may be, like, okay, I would like to meet this person. Like, let me fill out their energy. Like, let me see what's up with them. Like, are they cool? Do they seem kind of creepy? Like, hold on. He's got a little Chester the Molester thing going on with that. Right. Or whatever the case, like I think that should be a code. I think it is a code. Like I just want to meet this person, and it don't got to be drama. I'm not down for the drama and confrontation. I just want to meet him. Like right. I would love to be cool and have a relationship or friendship with my daughter's stepdad. Like I invite the shit. Like let me go back to fucking Fort Bragg. I definitely invite him out for drinks from time to time and chop it up and shit like that. Like, I think it's necessary. I think what I'm trying to accomplish with my kids is that I just want them to grow up accepting everybody. I want them to grow up just understanding. Well, maybe they didn't even have to accept everybody, but I just want them to understand that it's possible to put differences aside to achieve something or whatever the case may be. So, I think that should be a code, is meeting each other's significant other for the sake of the child, just so you know who's around or whatever. I think another code with co-parenting, the communication, obviously, like obvious thing, like that has to stay open, the communication. Like, I don't want a double gift for Christmas, you know what I'm saying? Like, so hey, I'm gonna get this for Christmas, or like, hey, do you want to go half on some major purchase or whatever the case may be? Like, that should be a code, just the communication when it comes to gifts. And I think like creating problems, like if you guys are talking about something like, hey, I'm gonna cut his hair this weekend, like, are you cool with that? And then like one says no, the other one says yes, like, hold on, motherfucker. Like, let's talk about that. I think like shit like that needs to be like,
yes, being
like,
I agree. You
know, like, don't, if y'all can't come to an agreement on something, then it has to be like, okay, like I can't move forward with this because we're not agreeing on it. So take the relationship out of the picture. Like, take that shit out. Okay. Like, I'm not talking about being your boyfriend or your husband or fiance, whatever. I'm talking about being a father to our child. Like, take all that other shit away from it. It has nothing to do with it. My relationship, the relationship that my mom and my dad had between the two of them has nothing to do with me. And I don't give a shit.
It doesn't.
So take that shit away when we're making decisions and things like that. So I think that's like kind of a code that should just be a thing. Like, leave that relationship out of it.
So one thing that I will say, bro, is that, I mean, all of us, none of us have grown kids. Like, I think, you know, I Adam's kids are the oldest, but like, they're still kids. But one thing that we got to remember as parents.
Were they 12? 12?
Yeah, they're 12.
Okay.
12.
So one thing that we got to remember as parents, bro, is that kids notice everything.
Man, little sponges.
They pick up on literally everything, bro. So if you out here, whether it's you're the dad that has the kids or you're the mom that has the kids and the other person's on the opposite role, trust me, y'all arguing and shit, the kids will pick up on that.
Yeah, they will.
The kids will pick up on that shit. You don't want that, bro. You don't want your kids to think about mommy and daddy or mommy and mommy or daddy and daddy, whoever it is, and automatically think arguments, fights.
That's a good point. I don't want to sound repetitive, but it's just, you have to have that maturity. You have to have that patience. And then you just have to have that understanding that your kids are going to see these things. So like, if y'all are going to have disagreements and arguments or whatever the case may be, then, you know, like, do that shit away from the kid or whatever the case. Like, when I spoke to my daughter's stepdad, I was like, hey, like, I'm happy for you guys. It's a big step. You guys are moving in together and, you know, whatever shit. But, you know, I just asked that, like, you know, like, if you guys do come into some problems or whatever the case may be, like, can that not be done? Yeah, can that not be done in front of my daughter? Like, I understand, like, my daughter has also inherited a lot of my personality traits. And a lot of
you ain't lying. She got your attitude like a motherfucker.
She has inherited a lot of that. So it's like she has a lot of anger inside that little body, a lot of emotions, yeah. I'll say, not anger specifically.
Yeah, I don't even know what y'all talking about. What you talking about?
We're talking about we're talking about kids naturally picking up on your personality traits. So it's like you gotta have the parents kind of watch out for what happens in front of kids and whatnot. So that was it. Like, hey, like if y'all are gonna fight, like could that just, you know, not be
done? I had to go be a dad real quick, my fault.
That's cool. We know you a dad. We know you know it's big. Hey, listen up, Loyal Noodles. Let me explain something to y'all, cause I don't want y'all over here trying to slander Adam over here because he's quiet and shit. Like, look, we had to like squeeze in this episode recording. Like, y'all see Mel's not here. Mel's busy chasing penguins and shit, you know, over there in Alaska.
His Wi-Fi just started working.
Yeah, you know, the Wi-Fi in Alaska don't cut on until about 5 p.m. Eastern time, but I think he got a plug with one of the penguins that he gets early or whatever. So he's trying to set that up right now. So Mel's MIA right now. But Adam has a life. Adam had a circumstance that he had to tend to this morning that he didn't know. He had to go be a super, super dad husband mechanic. And I can't believe he wore them fucking fly ass sneakers.
Right.
And to change a tire, you better than me, dog. I'd have went out there in my old uniform.
I'd have been out there in ACUs, dog.
Right. Fuck that. So, but my man Adam, there's some legal circumstances that limits this conversation. However, he still can give his opinion on certain things, and that point will come. So we don't want y'all to think Adam's just out of it. Adam's just waiting.
Nah, Adam's just he's waiting for the appropriate time because, that's like it. Willie that's said, it. You know, he's legally bound to not speak on certain things.
Right, right. But I'm not legally bound to not speak on certain things. I'm not Adam. Legally bound to
nothing. So, but, you know, I'm gonna behave.
So we're gonna be good and loyal noodles to our brother.
Absolutely.
So my next question, Mr. Isaac, and then after that, I think this is where Adam can come in after his question. So when we initially spoke about this conversation, we were talking about manipulation of single mothers. But I just want to open that a little bit, because talking to the Loyal Noodles, it's not just single mothers that manipulate the situation. It's single parents, we'll say.
Facts.
So talk to me. Like, is this manipulation of the kid, of each other? Like, what's manipulation
coming? It's not everybody, bro. Like, it's not.
Yeah, because I feel like some women use the kids as pawns.
Okay.
I was just about to say that.
How so?
Or like they use the kids to benefit themselves, or like, now let me see how.
You mean I need the kids this year so I could get another 28 hundo on a stimulus check?
No, not even just that.
Oh,
like,
okay. I thought okay,
that's no. No, women do that too, but then it's this portion right here. And then
they'll try to show face because like their family's in town, or because it's a holiday, or their friends are over, so then they want to act like they're a parent because,
right,
you know, it got to look good for society. You know what I'm
right. Okay.
So I will say this: the line that literally makes my blood boil, like it literally, like, bro, it gets my fucking temperature up. Do this, or I'll never let you see your kid again.
I wish a motherfucker would.
Bro, I'm telling you, I've had it said to me once.
That's not a thing that'll happen to me. Shout out to the mother of my child.
Yeah, no. Shout out to the mother of my children. But bro, oh my god, bro, could you imagine somebody telling you, you need to do this one singular thing or you'll never see your child again?
I can't imagine that, no.
Yeah, bro, I'm telling you.
That shit.
Because I tell you what, when I was in North Carolina, if I wasn't seeing my daughter, it was because of me. But it wasn't even like, hey, I'm not going to let you see her. That was never the case. She always was like, if you want to see her, then this is what you got to do.
I mean, but at that point, like, okay, say, playing devil's advocate, say you do whatever they say. You know what I'm saying? Then at that point, it's really the person who did the action.
Yeah.
Is their responsibility to maintain the relationship with the child.
Boom. That's definitely something we was about to talk about. So
you
I'm going to just pose the question. Whose responsibility is it to maintain a relationship with the child after the breakup?
The adult. It's your responsibility. It's the adult's job, the parent. Like,
so are you saying, when you say that, are you saying like, okay, so fucking the mom has to constantly push the relationship to the dad, like, hey, come see your daughter, or hey, come see your son? Or are you saying it's the, if the dad wants the if the dad wants the relationship, they got to go do what the fuck they need to do. And things like
that. But it's not even always the mom that has the kids. Sometimes the pops has the kids.
Oh yeah, no, no. I'm just saying. So parent A has the child most of the time. So when parent A has a child, is it parent A's responsibility to make sure that a relationship is maintained with parent B?
No. So
it's parent B's responsibility. Okay. I think we all agree.
How are you gonna tell an adult? How are you gonna tell a child to make an adult decision?
So this is my opinion on that. It's not their responsibility. So for example, if I was a single dad, like, you know, basically I had to take the brunt of the responsibility of my child, I would, because I'm me and because I who I am, I would make an effort to be like, hey, your son or your daughter wants to talk to you. Hey, your son or your daughter wants to see you. I would make that effort, but it's not my responsibility. It is on the other parent to make sure that they're involved in the life.
You can't. Like, I don't like how people try to push a narrative. Oh, like, he's not trying to be involved. She's not trying to be involved. But then it's like they're reaching out. You just don't want, like, people don't want the other person to get involved, because then that puts them involved and it's an inconvenience to them. Like, that's why a long time ago, bro, I just got the boys a whole cell phone for themselves. Like, that way you don't have to contact me or Kat. You could contact them directly at any time.
Okay, no, that's fair. So here's another question that came up in conversation. And I'm gonna explain it after I ask the question. So do women get higher standards as parents than fathers? And what I mean by that, well, I'll say do mothers get higher standards as parents than fathers do? So I'm going to explain. So what it seems like is that fathers get praised easily for being good fathers. Like they can do the bare minimum and, oh, he's a good father, whatever the case may be. Mm. But however, you'll see mothers have to move mountains to be called a good mom. However, that was the thesis of the conversation. But me, Willie Knight, first of his name, real shit, I think people, I'm not just going to say mothers or women, I think people put that weight on themselves and they become their own biggest critics. So they're like, oh, I'm not a good mother, or it seems like the other parent can like do whatever, do the minimum, and they're, oh, he's a good dad, whatever, she's a good mom. But some of that shit is not always the case. Like, not everybody is even looking at you. Like, you're not under the fucking magnifying glass like you think you are, where everybody's watching your move to see, am I a good parent? Is she a good mother? Is he a good father? Or whatever the case may be. Some people literally just want to know, is the fucking child taken care of? It don't fucking matter who's taking care of it after a certain point. Like, I don't give a fuck about the standards of a mother versus the standards of a father. Like, as a parent, you should be involved as much as humanly possible with your child to raise them the way that you see fit, not the way society sees fit, not the way the good noodles see fit, not that way. It should just be, I am this child's father. I should go and be a father to them the way I think a father should be. I am this child's mother. I should do what I need to do. Like, I don't care, like, if you're fucking, you think you're a bad mom because the kids didn't go outside last weekend. Like, I don't give a shit. Like, did they get fed? They have clothes on their back? Do they smell like the fucking A-Train? Like, they don't? Okay, bet. Then you're fucking doing great. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, now, if the kid grows up to be ill-mannered and fucking a terrible person, then that might be your unit of measure. Like, okay, you were kind of a shitty parent.
I will say this, I think, and please don't jump on my back, I think single mothers get more of a pass than single fathers.
They get more of a pass?
In the sense of like this, like, let's say a mother's being shitty, right? Like, she's just not being a good mother. You'll hear more comments like this. Oh, you know what? She's doing the best she can because she's by herself. On the flip side of it, you got a father who may not be doing the best that he could possibly be doing, but he's trying. Oh, no, he needs to do better. And this is not loyal noodles. This is not going for personal experience because I love my babies. I take care of my kids. But I've seen it in the past where, like, fathers are held to a higher standard. That's the best way I can put it. Like, you need to do more.
So I think it's a tangible debate. I'm not sure that you.
And again, like, this isn't like, I don't want nobody to hop in the comments and be like, oh, that sounds like bitter baby father talk. Cause no, I love my babies.
I'm with father. I think I love my daughter a lot, and I think the mother of my child is great as well. So
right,
exactly. I ain't no fucking bitter baby father. Not at all, bro. Like, I ain't no baby father anyway. So.
I'm a father. I get along great with the mother of my oldest, the mother of my youngest. I'm cool with both of them. We chop it up all the time. I got nothing to be bitter about. But from the outside looking in, I have seen where fathers get held to a higher standard in the sense of put it like this, better way to put it. Mothers or single mothers have more room for error than fathers do.
In what sense though?
Okay, we're like this. Let's say mom and dad split, whatever, they're trying to co-parent. Mom hasn't seen baby boy or baby girl in a week or two because she's been doing whatever she gotta do, whether she's partying, whatever the case may be. Flip it. Dad does the same thing. This is where mom gets held in. Oh, you know what? She's been stressed. She needs to go out. She needs to, like, you know, release some stress. Dad gets held here. Oh, fuck that. He's being a deadbeat. Why the fuck is he out with his friends and he's not taking care of his child?
I don't know. Listen. If you, Adam,
you got a hellhound?
Right. Jesus,
bro, I got a
scroll, ain't it?
All right, shout out to the dog lovers out there. So I think back to what we were talking about though. It's just interesting to me because if you are co-parenting and mom has the child, right? Whatever the arrangements are, let's just say. Dad just up and left, whatever, but they still talk and maintain a relationship with the children or whatever the case. So mom always has the kids in school, picks them up, drops them off, whatever the case may be, helps with homework, cooks, cleans, all that shit all the time. Dad is around a few times a month, maybe a phone call here and there, whatever the case may be. Like, of course, over time, it's going to be like, well, she needs a break, this, that, and the third, da, da, da. I'm going to say as a parent, but I'm also going to say as me, like, yes, a break is needed from time to time, but you don't fucking get praise just because you need a break. Like, so what? People that don't have kids need breaks too from their life or whatever, but that's not what we're talking about. Like, it don't always got to fucking be that. Like, oh, I need to break this. I need to break that or whatever. Like,
right.
Sometimes, like, even when there's two parents together, I live with my wife and the fucking kids. It's two of us. Still need a fucking break. But I still don't sit here and be like, oh, well, you're less of a parent because I haven't got a break or whatever.
No. Hold on, Willie. I want to clarify this because I don't want people to take this the wrong way. I'm not saying single mothers don't deserve a break. Or single fathers.
I don't think that's what you said. I'm just saying, based on what you said, I just want to make it clear.
So I feel like fathers get chastised more for taking a break than mothers do.
This is my opinion
based off what I've seen experienced.
But also what happens is that the break that fathers take has just become the new norm where it's just like, oh, I'm always on a break. I don't get the kids that often.
That's fair. Because not everybody's a father like me, you, and Adam, where we want to be with our kids all the time. You feel me? Like, there's fathers that be like, all right, whatever, she can do whatever she want, and then I'll just hang out with the kids whenever I got time. I want to be with my babies. You know what I'm saying? Like, being here, being away from my kids, it's been a month now already. What's today? Yeah, it's been a month today that I've been away from my babies. I'm dying, bro. Like, I just want to be with my kids. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And it's...
So, I feel what you're saying, bro.
So, I don't know if it's me being naive or just me being ignorant to the facts or whatever, but it's hard for me to, right now in this moment, it's hard for me to really just like pinpoint one side that has higher standards than the other or whatever the case may be. But I just want to say to the loyal noodles, before I pass it over to Adam, is just, if you are a parent, like, take care of your kids. That's it. Like, be there for your children, because, you know, like, sometimes that's just what they want. They just want you around. They just want to have a conversation, whatever the case may be. But I don't know. Like, I don't think, at least to me, to Willie Knight, first of his name, nobody really gets a fucking pass. Like, nobody really has a higher standard. Like, if you're a father and you're in the same state, county, zip code as your child, and you still only see your child once a month, I don't know what to fucking tell you. Unless you work for the CIA or you're a fucking Power Ranger or something, I don't know. I really don't give you an excuse. And that goes for the mothers too. Like, if you're a single parent or just a parent or whatever, and it seems like your child is with everyone else more than they're with you, and most of that time is spent to be turning up and all that other shit, like, yo, like, just grow the fuck up, be a parent, and it is what it is. So, Adam, what's your thoughts, bro? I know we're a little limited here, but what's your thoughts?
Man, like, honestly, you can't teach somebody how to be a parent.
That's fair. So, that's a fair statement.
I also believe people learn about being parents from what they've seen to an extent, because some people never saw somebody be their parent. So therefore, they try to do the direct opposite of what they had done to them, mm-hmm. to make sure that they are the standard. They are the ones to go over and beyond.
Okay.
And I just feel like some people, don't matter what you do, man. Like, though, how I'll say this. Some people aren't mature enough to let that shit go through, bro. Like, they can't let go of the relationship. They can't let go of what needs to get done to get to where they need to get to. Like, they're not thinking about, oh, this can affect the child. Child development, this could affect how the child outlooks the world, all sorts of shit, bro. But it's just like, it starts with the individual being able to walk away from the relationship and be able to be mature about it, instead of, I mean, and actually being like, oh, I'm gonna put my son or daughter first. I'm gonna make sure that, you know, regardless of being in your relationship, like, they're gonna be good. Because at the end of the day, bro, once you brought another life into this world, you don't matter no more. They should always be put before you.
Now you're raising your replacement.
Yeah, like, I mean, it's kind of fucked up for me to say it like this, but just like the Army, bro, like, we're all numbers. Don't matter. Don't matter how you look at it.
That's
like,
normal, because we see
it. If you really look at it like that, like, we're all numbers. We all have a social security number. That's how we're labeled. That shit follows us wherever we go. We're all numbers, dog. Like,
so I think at least my end state is that I don't think there's a higher standard for mothers or fathers. I just think, at least coming from me, coming from society, there just might be that. However, but for me, I don't think there's a higher standard for a mother versus a father. Like, whether you're single or you're together, just fucking...
Yeah, I don't think nobody, okay, because for me to get custody of my son, bro, it was fucking hard, just to say the least.
Yeah.
But, like, you rarely see a man get custody of their kids.
Well, and that's what I was going to say. How often do y'all hear or see the court always sides with the mother?
If it even gets to the point of court and things like that, I don't.
But it's like,
I can't really say I've seen it often. And because, like, other than the two of y'all, I don't even really.
Hell, I never went to court.
That's what I'm saying. But I was just about to say, like, oh, Isaac didn't go to court, but I haven't really come across a lot of fathers, single fathers, that are in their child's life once they become single. And I guess that just speaks volumes. I don't know.
But it just, bro, like, you can't, I don't believe there should be a higher standard for anybody.
No, I agree. I 100% agree. But I made that comment.
Somebody wants to be a parent. Somebody wants to be a parent. My soldier, when I was in Georgia, his wife full-blown said she didn't want to have her son. Like, she was giving it to him. She was like, here, take the baby. And she wanted to go to Alabama, be able to go to nursing school, not to worry about any of that shit.
So I wouldn't even, real shit, I wouldn't even knock her. That's you being honest and saying, I don't want it, I don't want the kid, I'm not ready, whatever, whatever, and then go live your life.
Nah,
I wouldn't even knock her.
When they went to court, the court gave the baby back to her.
That's where my issue would come in.
So, no, Willie, I'm not going to lie to you, bro. Like, I can't agree with you with that. You know why? Because you made the conscious decision to have that child.
Okay, but all that does right there, that's going to open the door to a whole nother conversation. But
I hear you
had the child and you're not saying, let me keep the child, be toxic and raise this fucking child to believe that they're a mistake and all types of other shit. Go ahead and be with the parent that, in all honesty, wants you more than fucking go. I'm going to go focus on my life and go do that shit.
I hear you, but at the same time, it is your responsibility as a parent to be better for that child.
If you're not ready for the child, then you're not ready for the child.
You should have never had it.
Why not? Maybe that just goes against their beliefs.
Again,
it's just opening the door to a whole other conversation.
You should have never had your 10 toes up.
Yo, fam.
You know the consequences.
Maybe in that moment, that's what you think about, but that's not really what you're thinking about, bro.
My second one was conceived. I told her, I was like, you're going to get pregnant. And then she got pregnant. And I was like, oh, fuck.
I'm not going to go into the story, but it don't matter what the story is. I got two of them things. So, but I'm not knocking them. Like, Craig literally fucking just dipped, right? He had a job opportunity elsewhere. He took the job or whatever. He knew Janine was pregnant. He knew I was about to pull up to the scene with my ceiling missing. He knew I was about to step up in the club. So, and he still never pulled up. He never showed up. But okay, that's his decision. Okay. That's his decision.
Okay, but I hear you now. But then give me this. We be knocking Craig all the time. And when I say we fucking Craig.
I knock him because as an adult, I reached out to him. And he still was like, okay, fuck that. As a child, yo, my man's, when I spoke to him in 2014, when we met over the phone, he told me his side of the story. Basically, all of the facts kind of lined up with exactly what my mom told me. So naturally, I believed it. And he told me straight up. He said, I wasn't ready. I wasn't in a place in life where I really wanted to have a relationship with anybody. This was with my mom, with his personal friends and people and shit like that. Like, he... And I was like, I'm not knocking you for that. When I talk shit about Craig, I'm not knocking him for the decision he made in 92, 93. I'm knocking him for the decision that motherfucker made in 2014 and afterwards. When I'm 21 years old, I'm a grown ass man. You don't owe me a dang dollar, nothing. I'm not asking for money. I'm not asking for anything. Don't put me on your will. None of that shit. I don't want it. I'm asking just for a conversation, some form of a relationship. That's what I knock him for. So this shorty from Georgia that moved to Alabama, she made that. Okay, I'm not ready to have a kid. You were excited. All this other boom. I'll have the baby. You can take the baby. I'm gonna go live my life over here. I don't want it. I don't want the baby. I'm not gonna get an abortion or whatever the case may be. Again, that's just a whole other conversation that we're not gonna get into on this episode. They did that. They made that decision. I'm cool with that. I wouldn't knock her for that shit at all. You gave it to the parent that wanted to have the baby. Boom. My mom birthed me.
See, the thing was, she was only like that after they broke up.
She what?
She was only like that after they broke up.
So we all have, I can't speak for everybody, but I had an image in my head of how my family would be once I started having kids. And I'm not going to front. Once I came to the conclusion that divorce was imminent from my first marriage, it definitely changed a lot. However, it was still like, okay, cool. There's no undoing it or whatever the case may be. Like, I'm still happy Luna's alive and here. She's one of my biggest joys in life is that little girl right there. But I can't knock her for just handing the baby over to the dad and then going to live her life. I think it's fucked up that she somehow got custody of the child again. But again, I can't knock her for it. Some people have to put their life on hold for the sake of their children. And some people are not willing to do it, but they're definitely willing to practice how to make a child often.
Facts.
So that's that. I mean, the practice is elite. Once it comes down to the science of a child being conceived, that's different. But the practice of it is phenomenal. I'm always down for practice.
Talking about practice, man.
We talk about practice, not the game. I'm not talking about the game. I'm talking about practice. But that's my point. I don't want you to think like I'm encouraging deadbeats. I don't count that as a deadbeat. I don't think Craig became a deadbeat to me until 2014.
We gonna agree to disagree on that one just because, like, I think we talked about it before. My pops dipped out on me when I was 5, but he made the fake ass attempt to stay in my life, like where he was like every month he'd be like, hey, like let me see you for a weekend, and then it became every 6 months, and then it became every couple years.
Yeah.
So we all speaking from a personal place.
So they it's their turn. It's the Loyal Noodles turn. Listen up, Loyal Noodles. You sat through this whole episode. We done spoke about top 5. We done talk about some hot topics. We done went over what scuffs our Tims. Beautiful topic. We went over some co-parenting things at the request of a Loyal Noodle. Now we requesting some things from our Loyal Noodles. We want y'all to tell us what's your thoughts, what you think of co-parenting, some of the things you said, some of the things we brought up. What scuffs your Tims? Tell us that. How you feel about what was scuffing Adam's beautiful Tims, or whatever the case may be. Like, talk to us. Hit us up on Instagram, Good Noodles Podcast. Like our self-titled page on Facebook, the Good Noodles Podcast. Hit us up on Twitter. I don't know everybody be on Twitter, but Twitter's popping.
Twitter.
At Good Noodles PC. Another thing, we are just about 9 subscribers away from 100 subscribers on YouTube. Look, people, Loyal Noodles.
Spread the bird.
We need your help. We need your help. Get out there. Share the YouTube page. If you watch it, please just like it, share it, subscribe. Tell your friends about it. Talk to the homies about it. Like when you go to work, you talk to people. When you chilling, you talking to people. Yo, bring up some of this shit. And then be like, yeah, I was watching the Good Noodles Podcast. And Willie Knight, first of his name, he was talking some bullshit. And this is what he had to say. Like, let your friends go in there and fucking do it. Like, let your friends go in there and decide what's important.
Start spreading the news.
That's what I'm saying. Please, dude. So this has been the Good Noodles Podcast with your boy, Willie Knight, first of his name, alongside my brothers, Adam Anuelae Maldonado and Isaac Brugal. Girl, you want to come to my hotel? Baby, I will give you my room key. Moretta. Just kidding. Only Kayla's getting the key. We're not here promoting.
No, I can't get the room key.
I might be able to.
Yeah, especially not you, Adam.
Yeah, because I would say all his hair gel is going to go missing, but he ain't got none.
He going to steal the hotel shampoo.
Hold on. That's not free?
Thought it was complimentary.
I thought it was complimentary. Whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa, hold on. Stop everything. That shit's not free.
You're not supposed to take it with you.
Oh, but what if I finish it? What's the difference?
Okay, but because then you leave the bottle in the room.
That's stupid. Why wouldn't you put it in the trash can?
Yeah, that's dumb. That's dumb. That's stupid. Why would I do
whatever? That? Kayla's the only one getting the key, okay?
That's fair. That's
fine. No, it's not fair.
Yeah.
Bitch, I'm about to see you like in 2 weeks.
Look how sad he is. Look how sad that man just got. You said 2 weeks. That's too long for him. You better fucking call Adam.
And I may or may not be seeing Willie a couple weeks after that.
Hopefully, man. I hope so. I would love to come out there. Anyway, thank you, Love and Noodles, for tuning in. We love y'all. We appreciate y'all. We out of here.
We got Bobby out.